are now invited to listen to Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you, and a happy Easter Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. It's good to be able to come right back in your homes again today with a beautiful message of Something to Believe In. This is Easter Sunday morning. Can you imagine? Here, spring is right upon us. We've just 15 moments ago, we was over at Swope Cemetery, and we had a wonderful, wonderful sunrise service there. And there were several people that came out, and we certainly do appreciate them. And we certainly do appreciate you. This is the day the Lord hath made, and the Bible said we can rejoice and be glad therein. And we're so glad that you've opened your homes, your convalescent places, wherever you are, that we might come in and tell you there's something to believe in. And that something is Jesus Christ. And I do trust today that that God is richly blessing you. And we want to remember the sick, the shut-in. Maybe death has invaded your ranks. We don't know. But we do pray and trust God today that we will be a great blessing to you. To thank today for making this broadcast possible, and we certainly do appreciate you down through the years and the months that you've hung with us and try to help us, and we certainly do appreciate you. After all, you have made it possible for me to be on the broadcast, and I'd like to say that I certainly do appreciate you doing that. Let's remember Calvin and Delphia Lemon today. We certainly would love to see our good friends. Maybe along the way this summer, we'll probably meet them along the way, we hope. Maybe they can come over and be with us in a gospel sing. I'll be telling you more about that in just a little bit. Let's remember Ethel Coulter. We haven't seen her for a while, but we hope that she's doing real good. And and then Quentin and also his family. Let's remember Vina Young today. And good to hear from my good friend Jack Reed. And we want to remember he and also he his mother, who is a shut-in person, and hope that she can hear the broadcast also. Want to get over that away and visit with those folks one of these days. Jack will be giving you a call about that. Maybe we'll just kind of sit down and spend some time together. We do hope so. Let's also remember Jack Ellison today and Mary. And we, great friends of ours, we certainly do appreciate them. Ruth Williams, it's always good to see Ruth in church with us. Ruth is not a shut-in person, but she's a great person. And she comes when she can, even though that she has her problems. Also, Virginia Williams, we'll remember her today in the broadcast. Alan and Melinda Prophet, and we certainly, good to hear from you, Alan. We hope everything's going real well with you. Also was with our good friend Margaret Hickenbottom last week in a 90th birthday. And my, was she surprised when they had open house for her. And a lot of family and friends came in. I hope know that she did appreciate that. Then also my good friend Bill and Ruth Thomas. My love to see these folks, but it seems like time just doesn't allow. But anyhow, by the means of radio on Sunday morning, we can come right into their house.
Heart is heavy with some grief or trouble. You do not have to bear it all alone. Lord, you have a friend who knows about your struggle, and he'll be standing there when all your friends and he will calm the troubled waters of your soul. Take your broken heart and make it whole. If the storms in your life grow dark and cold, waters of your soul. For deep in every heart there is longing find happiness and oh, such peace of mind. But if your heart gets weary from the searching, just turn to Jesus and my friend, then you'll find that he will calm the troubled waters of your broken heart, make you whole. If the storms of your life grow dark and cold, yes, he will calm the troubled waters of your soul.
All right, we want to do this next song for my good friend Anna and David Cole. They like to hear this song, The Wall of Prayer. Now, Anna, we would like to say that Martha's not doing this on the tape with me, but later on we're going to plan on doing this song together, but today we're going to be doing it just for you. Then also my good friend Gene and Betty Bolden from over in Nimitz, let's remember them, and Charles and Becky Lilly from up in Pipestem, and want to remember them in the broadcast today, and then let Barry and Patty Harper and Howard and Natalie Broyles, we want to remember these folks. These are people that we mentioned that we appreciate. Well, we appreciate everybody. We have so many people that hear the broadcast, and it would just fail us to try to mention the names, but we just try to mention a few names to let you know that we are thinking about you, and we hope that you are receiving the broadcast. If this is the first time you have heard us, I'm Reverend Tommy Mountside, pastor here at the Linside Church of the United Methodist Churches. And then on the 20th now, the 21st, we'll be having revival at the Dropping Lake United Methodist Church. And Brother Dan Arbogast and his group of singers will be there. Brother Dan Arbogast will be doing the preaching. And we'll be having special singing on the 20th and the 21st. And then on Sunday morning, on the 22nd, we have the New Jerusalem will be with us there at the Dropping Lake United Methodist Church from 10 until 12. And we'd love to have you come by and be with us. The New Jerusalems are no strangers to this area. And maybe you've never heard them before, but they will bless your heart. And we'll be there singing. Finish up the three-night revival, the three-day revival, two nights for Brother Dan Arbogast, and then on Sunday a morning with the New Jerusalem from 10 until 12 o'clock, and we will be bringing a message, and we'll just be having worship service and finishing the revival. So you're welcome to come and be with us if you can. Now, I'm not proselyting you to leave your church, but maybe, possibly, you can kind of slip off a little bit and then get back to your service by 11 o'clock. Or vice versa. I know here at the Rock Camp Church, we have service at 9, so that gives the folks a chance to get up there and be with them in the service. And then the inside has a 10 o'clock service, and that'll give them maybe an opportunity to come over and be with us at the Dropping Lake United Methodist Church. All right, let's go to this song now that Dave and Anna has requested. It's called The Wall of Prayer.
There are walls made by man, built by frail and human hand, that no enemy can scale and get to you. But there's one protecting me from that greatest enemy. It's a wall that Satan can't break through. Sometimes the wall of grace, sometimes the wall of faith, other times this sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, would you stand instead for me and pray a fortress round me strong can move? And I promise you today, when I bow my knee to pray, I'll do my best to build a wall of prayer for you. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes the wall of faith, other times the sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that song. Let's also remember Howard and Howard Raines and his wife. And let's remember Clifford and Thelma, and we certainly do appreciate these folks coming our way. Ed, Mary Jo Ballins, you haven't seen them for a while. Hope everything's going well with those folks. Maybe we'll see them along the way one of these days. We certainly do appreciate you, and we do invite you now to come be with us anytime you can in our services. This morning, as I've said, we'll be having the Dropping Lick revival and on the 20th, the 21st, and we'll be having the singing on the 22nd. And this morning we'll be having the regular services at 9 o'clock. We'll be at Rock Camp. Then at 10 o'clock we'll be at the Linside United Methodist Church. And 11 o'clock we'll be over at Red Sulphur. And then tonight we'll be having cantata down at the Lynchside Church. You're invited to come by and be there. We appreciate Bill Williams and also his wife Linda Williams and some of the folks at Red Sulphur. And a great group of people getting together and doing a cantata for us tonight there at the Lynchside United Methodist Church here, I mean, at 7 o'clock tonight. So you're invited. Drop by and be with us if you can. Okay, let's go back to one more song, then we'll be back with today's message.
Who put the tears in the eyes of the lamb? Who clouded it with thorns till it fled of the great I am? And who drove the nails in his lovely hand? Tears in the eyes of the land. As Jesus was walking the last mile to Calvary's hill, Peter had denied him, they cried, crucify him, but he was in his Father's will. As he hung there in silence, our fate in the balance, I think back and I realize that he said, forgive him, and cried, it is finished. They were tears in my Father's eyes. And who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? With thorns till it bled of the great I am. And who drove the nails in his lovely hand? Down through the years, who put the tears in the eyes of the land? Now who put the tears in the eyes of the land? Who plowed the head with thorns till it bled of the great I am? And who drove the nails in his lovely hand?
Thought today in Acts 2:23, him being delivered by a determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands ye have crucified, and ye have slain. Verse 24, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. What is Easter all about? Easter is not about something only dying, but Easter is this message of something living. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But Jesus' life was determined by a determined counsel. You see, the Bible says that someone is in control. God was in the control of not only his son when he lived and walked upon this earth, but he was also in control at the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord. Remember that in the garden when Jesus prayed, he said, Father, if there be any way, let this cup pass from me. But he went back and he prayed again and said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And you see, something had to die. And death, the burial, the resurrection had to take place. You see, all man is sin. Sin must die. Jesus had to die simply because he was in a sinful body. He was not yet glorified according to the scripture.
He lived and walked like men. He felt the pain. He felt the pressure. He knew what it was to cry. He wept at the grave of Lazarus when Mary and Martha had disbelieved in the resurrection. They said, we know that he will live in the latter days. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Verily, I send you the hour is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. So you see, we're talking about something living. I know, I realize today that many people want to live a Christian life. But sir, you cannot be a Christian without going to Calvary. I've always said it, you've got to be crucified. Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, not I that live, but Christ that liveth within me. You see, Paul, I cannot read in his writings anywhere where Paul was crucified. But he was talking about a spiritual crucifixion. Something had to die. Something's got to die before it can live. And sure enough, when Paul was crucified, then he only then was he able to really realize what living for Christ was really all about. So today, you must die. That old sinful nature must be eradicated. It must be hung on Calvary's tree. You must be crucified. If you're going to accept the resurrection, you've got to accept the death and the burial. Also, along with the plan of God that God has created. You see, that was a determined counsel. You notice here it was foreknowledge of God that ye have taken and with wicked hands have crucified and have slain. But God hath raised him up and hath loosened the pains of death because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. You see, what's happening here is Peter is trying to tell these Jewish people, the people that should have known the law, should have known the letter, but nevertheless they were very ignorant about the resurrection. And the resurrection has got to be part of our life. Acts 24 and 15, he said, this is the hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and both of the unjust. You see, not only is the just going to be resurrected, but also the unjust will be resurrected and will have to stand before the judgment of God to give an account for the deeds that's done in the body. In 2 Corinthians 4 and 14, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus Christ shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. In 1 Thessalonians 4 and 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall also rise. Sir, that sounds to me like the resurrection of our Lord. It's not talking about something dying. It's talking about something being resurrected. We are resurrected not only in the life to come, but we are resurrected in the newness of life right now. When the old man dies, we come alive to Christ. And when we come alive to Christ, we are a new creation, a new creature. Paul said, for behold, all things become brand new. In Matthew 16 and 21, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised again on the third day. As Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days, Jesus was in the heart of the earth for 3 days. He went into the regions of the damned. And the Bible said in James that there he preached to the spirits in captivity. I believe that every person that ever lived the face of the earth had to hear the redeeming message. You see, God cannot hold people responsible if they don't hear the message. But once you've heard the message, then you're going to have to stand in judgment again what you have heard. And when we hear and we do not heed the gospel of Jesus Christ, then we are going to have to be accountable for that. That's why Jesus tried to make it very clear when he was preaching to men's life and told them, you must be born again. You must be born from above. And that which is spirit, and that which is flesh is flesh. But there's got to be a resurrection. When it dies, it's got to be resurrected alive. In Acts 17 and 2, Paul said, as the manner was, when he unto them, and the three Sabbath days reasoned with them about the Scriptures. In verse 3, opening and allegating that Christ must need have suffered, but rise again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. In Romans 1 and 1, and declare to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of wholeness by the resurrection from the dead. So we've got to, not only are we going to have to face the death, but we've got to have the burial, but we will have a resurrection. Something is alive. The Bible said that He lives. Christ Jesus lives today on the Isle of Patmos when John had been taken there to be punished because he dared to preach about this man called Jesus. But there on the Isle of Patmos, while he was in his lowest ebb and in his loneliest moment, Jesus appeared and said, John, it is I. It is I that was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. And this morning, on this beautiful Easter Sunday morning, Jesus lives. And because He lives, you can live also, sir. Allow Jesus to come in your heart, ma'am. Allow Christ to come in your heart. Let yourself be crucified that you might live the newness of life for Jesus Christ, because it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by His Spirit, saith the Lord.
Well, we trust today that you have enjoyed the broadcast, enjoyed the message, singing, and we appreciate you, and we try to say that in so many ways. But we want to tell you some things about the website now. We're real excited about our web, and maybe you'd like to pull us up on the World Wide Web. You can by simply typing in stbi.org. And when you go there, you'll come into Something to Believe In. Go down to the bottom, and there you can hear one of our broadcasts. We've got about 5 or 6 broadcasts in there that you hear here on the radio on these Sunday mornings. You can hear them anytime during the day there on the website on STBI. We certainly do appreciate Daryl Olson. I received a letter from him, and he is putting 18 of our songs into the website, and later on, matter of fact, he said they ought to be there by today. So maybe next week you can go in, dot there where Martha and I say songs that you love to hear, and dot that in if you have real play. Now, if you don't have real audio, you can't pull these songs up, nor neither can you pull the message up. But if you have real audio, you can go in and click on those songs or on those sermons, and you can pick them up. Again, that's on stbi.org. Here on the World Wide Web, and we're receiving emails from different places. People are receiving that, and we certainly appreciate you. Now, everyone doesn't have a computer. I know that. We're doing computer broadcasting now, which we're real well pleased with, and a lot of the folks there in the radio audience have helped us to do that. And again, we certainly appreciate you. Matter of fact, without you, we could not be here on the radio broadcast. And God has really touched our ministry. We're now on the World Wide Web, which we never dreamed that we would be. But God has a plan and a purpose, and you there can help support this radio ministry. And I think that it's in the will and the plan of God, or we would not have been as prosperous as we have been in doing what we are doing. So you are part of that. Again, there's many things going on. We appreciate you. Without you, these things would not happen. So until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Thank you for listening, and you are invited to listen each Sunday at the same time. And always remember, there's something to believe in.